It is Friday, August 9th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The KUAF website giveaway is offering event passes to the Fayetteville Roots Festival August 22nd through the 25th. One winner will receive 2 4-day passes, which includes the Friends of the Festival backstage concert, late night passes, plus the main stage. Performing artists include Del McCorry Band, Iris Dement, Jerry Douglas, and others. Registration and information available at KUAF.com.
On this edition of Ozarks, the duo Heirloom explains how they managed to come together across continents. They'll play a couple of songs in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, plus our regular visit with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com.
But first, a class action lawsuit claims the Arkansas Lottery misrepresented the number of prizes being awarded. The legal action is related to the theft of nearly $500,000 by a former lottery security official who activated thousands of tickets, then claimed the winning one. The lawsuit was filed by Rick Tomboli and another man who claim that even after the lottery learned of the thefts and began an investigation, they continued to advertise odds for winning without adjusting them downward.
They let this multi-billion-dollar operation continue with business by putting these tickets out in the market, knowing that these tickets, several different games that he admitted to getting money off of. On the back of the tickets, it tells you what your odds are to win. How can your odds be the same as what they are on the ticket?
The lawsuit was filed in Pulaski County Circuit Court and seeks class status on behalf of 50,000 lottery buyers. A former security official entered a guilty plea last month in federal court to stealing the tickets and is awaiting sentencing. A call seeking comment on the lawsuit from the lottery's director wasn't immediately returned.
Manufacturing defects blamed for causing the rupture of the Pegasus pipeline in Mayflower have also been blamed for 12 seam failures during a series of previous pressure tests. The results of those tests, released by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, show issues during testing that was conducted shortly before the pipeline was reopened in 2006, when the flow of oil was being reversed. Congressman Tim Griffin, who leaked initial data about the cause of the rupture, says he's requesting more information from ExxonMobil as well as federal agencies.
I've asked for an in-depth technical briefing on the testing. We're trying to get that scheduled. But Exxon and PHMSA need to answer these questions as we continue to continue our investigation and get more a better picture of this pipeline's history and the best way to move forward.
Congressman Griffin says he's concerned about the pipeline running through the Lake Maumelle watershed, which is the primary source of drinking water for central Arkansas.
Northwest Arkansas has seen its share of rain during the past week, but some counties in Northwest Arkansas have received more rain than others. Charles Dalton of the National Weather Service says the area closest to the Missouri border received the heaviest rainfall.
There were some areas like in and around Harrison and then up towards Omaha, and then right along the Arkansas-Missouri border, there was a swath of, you know, anywhere from 5 to as much as, you know, 9 or 10 inches.
Yesterday alone, Drake Field and Fayetteville recorded just over an inch of rain, while some areas in Benton County received as much as 10 inches of precipitation.
Heavy rain and flooding in Northwest Arkansas has officials working to deal with the aftermath, including displaced residents and destroyed bridges. Tommy Jackson with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management says the flooding didn't just make bridges impassable, it destroyed some of them.
The bridge at Corinth and Pea Ridge is gone. Another bridge at Sugar Creek and Old Wire Road is closed due to flooding. And again, those are fluid situations, but of course, any time a bridge is washed away by rain, that's a lot of rainfall.
The extent of the damage and cost estimates are unknown at this point, but Jackson says the floods have kept rescue crews and road crews working long hours to combat the effects of the rain.
Bella Vista saw its share of this week's flooding. The Bella Vista Property Owners Association is reporting this morning that all of the golf courses in the city have suffered from flooding in some way, from minimal damage like gravel deposits washed onto the fairways to erosion damage from nearby creeks. All of the courses, with the exception of the Tanier Creek Practice Center, will remain closed while crews assess damage and make necessary repairs. Also in Bella Vista, the POA Water Utility has issued a precautionary boil water notice notice for areas surrounding Watson, Drifton, Chelmsworth, and Sandbridge Drives, as well as areas surrounding Drifton, Winstone, and Longridge Lanes. The boil order comes as a result of a broken water main and a loss of system pressure. Residents in the affected areas are advised to heat water in a rolling boil for at least 1 minute before using it for drinking or cooking. According to the notice, Monday is the earliest time that the boil order is expected to be lifted.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night wrapped up a 3-game series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. On a positive note, Nats finished the series with a 12-5 win over the Hooks tonight. The Nats move on to San Antonio to open up a 3-game series there against the Missions.
More rain is likely tonight with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 70 in Northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, a 50% chance of showers and a low of 74 is expected. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 85 in Northwest Arkansas and a 30% chance of showers and a high of 89 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 69 in Northwest Arkansas, and there's a 30% chance of showers with a low of 74 in the Arkansas River Valley.